Now we're going to move on again. Somebody else has... this person's been part of this radio show, Community Connections, from very early on, quite a few years ago. One of the first original guests that came in every month, and, well, certainly part of he did. And that's Grant Hutchison. First of all, welcome, Grant.
G'day, Alan. It's great to be with you.
It's great to have you too, Grant, and that's true. You're one of the first originals people that came in on a monthly basis, and you still often come in by yourself, so that's terrific. Grant, there's just one question I've got to ask you. First of all, we did get a phone call last month after we'd been talking to you, and the person rang the month before about this, where these flashing orange lights. Now, when you come across any vehicle that's flashing orange, they're treated the same as a police car or anything else. You've got to drop to 40. And I've now seen it too. Some of these trucks on the roadworks, they drop that big thing down the back and said 60. So what's the rules? I mean, I passed that truck, you should be at 40, and yet their thing on the back says 60.
Yeah, look, I suppose I always see it this way, Alan, that if you're effectively driving in the proximity of somebody's workplace.
Yep.
And so whether it's an emergency vehicle or it's something or roadworks or whatever it is, I would slow down to whatever to at least what they're saying, if not a little bit lower, because you just wouldn't feel right with yourself and right with the world if something went wrong. And if you could imagine somebody driving through the studio there, and just outside your room, you'd want them to slow down. And it's the same with anybody's workplace. So I would, and whether it's emergency services, the police, whatever it is, so I'd be really careful. So if it says 60, though, I imagine it means you can go 60, but I'd be cautious.
But then the rules...
I'd err on the side of going lower.
Yeah, because the rules say that when you pass one of those vehicles, you've got to be at 40.
Well, certainly. And so if in doubt, go low.
Go low. Grant, what... first of all, I want to say thank you for being a part of the radio show over such a long time, and we look forward to you being part of it again next year. First of all, thank you, to you and your family. I wish you all a Merry Christmas, a safe and Happy New Year. What happens tomorrow with Grant Hutchison on Christmas Day? Are you at home, or what do you do?
We'll actually be with our children and our grandchildren and having a bit of a brunch, and before others take off to either an evening meal or something else in the middle of the day that they are later, just after the late afternoon or early afternoon to other family commitments. And then on the 26th is when we have a bigger family gathering where my sister and her family and my brother and his family and myself and my father and my 11 grandchildren and others gather, and that's at over in the foothills to the Dandenongs. That's it's a beautiful time together,
and it's going to be a big day with all those people.
Well, I was hoping to have the sound of grandchildren in the background, but I didn't quite time it right. So you just have to imagine it's a moving feast. You never run out of things to do around such wonderful children and grandchildren. So, but also to you and yours and to the listeners, I hope it's a great new year. And there are tremendous opportunities next year, and I trust people will seize those, not just see them as challenges, but see them as fantastic opportunities. So, and to your family as well, particularly I've met your daughter, and also... one day we're going to sit down and have a nice coffee down at the beach. But thanks for your kind words.
No worries, Chris.